Good morning and welcome to A Vision for You Sunday Special Edition, Attitude of Gratitude. Today is Sunday, November 19th, 2017. The share IDs for Friday, November 17th, 2017, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study is 10686, 10,686. And the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting is 10688, 10,688. Gratitude. The Big Book is filled with stories expressing gratitude. How fellow after fellow after fellow was once given up for loss or even to death before the drink was laid aside and a spiritual way of living was executed through the work of the steps. What it was like. What happened and what it is like now. You cannot find one that isn't a full expression of awe and wonder for such gratefulness. A quote from a well-known author. Oh, this is a wonderful day. I have never been in this day before. I think that quote is just brimming over with gratitude, don't you think? This quote reminds me of the ultimate tone and the expression of the Big Book. Today is a day for all of us as our fellowship to come together. We plan this, you know, at least once a year, to hear each other express words of gratitude, what it was like for you, what happened for you, and what it is like now for you. What a wonderful thing to envision a room full of our fellowship sharing heart to heart the miracle of recovery together. This takes some doing, don't you think? Gratitude is an atmosphere of being. It is an overflowing of knowing that all is well and good, no matter what our present circumstances. And we've achieved that through the practice of the steps in this Big Book. Simple, pure, grateful. It is the cultivation of integrity, sacrifice, purpose, and job well done that produces gratitude. But watch for it. It can easily be ignored or overlooked. Gratitude, purposefully exercised, is enlarged. Simple as that. It is a salve that heals the hardened heart of selfishness. When I'm filled up with gratitude, I am in perfect love and sacrifice. Gratitude gives life to humility. Piglet once noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. Another well-known author. Would you like to find what Piglet found, that your heart, too, can hold a rather large amount of gratitude? And would it surprise you to find that paying forward that gratitude with a share here today is the perfect medicine for all of us? What we seek for ourselves in giving it away largest for us all. Let me say that again. I kind of botched it up. What we seek for ourselves in giving it away and largest for us all. This is your very special invitation today to build together an attitude of gratitude. Respondez, s'il vous plaît. So now it is your turn. The entire special edition is an invitation and open to all of our fellowship and guests to come on the line and share their gratitude. Are you ready? Press star 1 to unmute your line. And after you have shared, press star 1 to remute your phone. Now I am ready to welcome our first fellow. I'm so excited that you are so ready. I do have about six of you, so let me know who I might have missed. I have Gina R., I have Katie G., I have Matt M., I have Ginger C., I have Reggie O., and I believe I heard Maggie. I wasn't real sure about that one.
Nancy R.
Nancy R., thank you. Robin M.
Jody E.Q.
Nancy H.
Ronnie M.
Lee H.
And Jody E.Q. Roz G. And Lee H. Gotcha. Okay. Okay, let's go with that. That's a wonderful lineup. If everyone could mute your line except for Maggie, I'm not sure about Maggie, but then Gina R. would be next. If you could get ready, then we're going to start this wonderful day. Maggie, are you there or did I get that wrong? Okay, let's go with Gina R. then. Thank you so much. And everyone else, press star one, please.
Good morning, Mel. This is Gina R., gratefully recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body in Green Valley, Arizona, and so excited to be on here. I actually was giddy most of the night just having God flow through my mind, all of the things that I was grateful for. Some people have enumerated 147 promises in the big book. And I don't have time to read all of those, but I really do believe that I have and am continuing to experience them. And what I wanted to do is just briefly go through generally where I started with feelings and my views of God and where I am now. Started off as a helpless baby, feeling I'm defective, I'm worthless, I can't help it. That transitioned as I grew older into being a blaming bully, where I knew that if I rejected you first, then I wouldn't be hurt and that I would show you. As I got older, I turned into a bossy helper. I knew better. I knew what you should do, and I knew what everybody should do, and I could do it better. Then I started to wake up as a result of working these steps, and I realized that that behavior and the way I tried to deal with it by using food wasn't working anymore. I had to harness and make the decision to put the food down so that I could pick these steps up and let them work in my life. From that, I became an empowering ally. And I knew that if I trusted God, I would begin to grow. I now am a respected leader. I am someone who can light the path for somebody else so that they can have this same experience. And now I am a conscious kid of God. Everything I need is and will be provided. God works through me. So being a conscious kid and connecting with my higher power every day, suiting up, showing up, shutting up, speaking up, and having the discernment to know when to do that is who I am and what I do today. And I am so grateful for everybody on this line and in the room who has helped me get to this place. As my dear Ebby says, I am grateful for every bite that got me here. And I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you, and I love you all. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Gina R. Katie G., you're up. And then Matt, you can follow Katie.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everyone. This meeting's on fire. Katie G., recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. And, you know, when I first came in and I heard people say grateful, like a grateful heart doesn't eat, and I wake up in the morning with a song in my heart, I was like, that is craziness. That is never something I could achieve. And thank you, God, today. Like, I know that gratitude for me is not a feeling. It becomes a feeling, but for me, gratitude is a fact. It's something that I cultivate every day. When I wake up in the morning, whereas I used to say, oh, and then have a bunch of explicatives, I wake up in the morning and I start saying, thank you, God. And that is all I say. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because I don't have time and my life doesn't have the opportunity or privilege to think of anything else. Because where I once was a spoiled brat who was entitled to everything she wanted, today I know if I have a roof over my head, food on the table in the fridge, money in the bank, clothes on my back, the fact is I have something to be grateful for. And what is even more amazing is that I want to live today. You know, like, it's okay to be Katie G in my body. And I don't know how to say thank you enough to the women and men who are part of my community. Like, I could get the chills. You have given me a reason to live every day. And the thing is, my life is not all butterflies and roses. But what's amazing is I have this work. So I can wake up snot-nosed, messy, crying, and within 45 minutes do a turnaround with the step work and get back connected with God and get back in being KDG and get back in being it's okay to be me. And for, I mean, of course, the blessed miracle that I've not said, I don't want to eat. I'm happy not eating. I don't want to binge. I don't want to starve. I don't believe that three numbers on a scale define me. I'm in a normal body size today. It doesn't, you know, panic me. All of this obsessions that used to drive me, they don't. And, you know, I'm also grateful for all the leadership and teachers that train me, because I fall short a lot. That is why I have step 10, 11. That's why I go back to steps 1 through 9, because I fall short, because I'm a human, and I never learned how to do this life thing. And, you know, even on the worst day, I get on my knees at night. I'm like, thank you, God, I got through it. And I have the privilege of being a member of Overeaters Anonymous, and there's nothing more important to me in my life. And I'll just close with this, like, everything keeps getting better. Stay here. The miracles just continue to come no matter what your present circumstances, and that is beyond my wildest dreams. So I'm going to keep showing up one day at a time, and I am blessed by all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie G. Matt M., you're next, and Ginger C. will be waiting for your gratitude after Matt.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you, everyone, for your service. This is Matt. I'm a compulsive overeater from New Jersey. I just want to say I'm very grateful for this program. It saved my life. You know, I found it over 10 years ago. I wish I could say I've recovered 10 years, but that's not the case. It comes when it comes for people. And for me, I'm like a hard case. I'm definitely one of those low-bottom alcoholics. And I could say my life, get into the self-pity. Oh, my life is not where it is. Oh, poor me. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. Why did I lose, give up this? Why did I give up that for the food? But I'm grateful. Like somebody said, I have a roof over my head. I don't binge my rent money away. I pay my rent. I pay my cell phone so I can have somewhere to talk to. I get on the meetings every day. I'm grateful for that. I'm able to go out with my friends. I mean, this month I was able to get enough food where I'm not going to be hungry at the end of the month. I had a really close friend of mine. She's an LA friend. She lives down the street from me, and she's been there for me like a second mom to me. She's helped me out with everything. She's a really good friend that I really thank God that I have for my life. I'm grateful for all my other friends so I can get me out of this place sometimes, out of the room, and go out and hang out with them and spend some time with them. They're good people. I'm also grateful that I have my eyesight because I get to see things in a new light day after day. I'm grateful for the ability to walk because I was almost 700 pounds back in 2011, 2012, and I'm grateful because of this program, because of friends, good friends, like my friend who lives down the street from me. Without these people, I never would have gotten to where I am now. I still have a long way to go, but I could actually walk now. I could walk longer distances. I'm looking for a job. This is amazing. I never thought I would ever have these things 4 or 5 years ago if you would have asked me. And just for today, I'm going to use the tools that I have, and I'm grateful that I have a sponsor who's working with me, because like I said, I'm a hard case to deal with. I'm not easy to work with, but I'm grateful that just for today I have the willingness to be honest and listen to people when they actually ask me questions. And thank you for letting me share with that. I'll pass.
Thank you, Madam. Ginger C., you're next, and then Reggie, you'll be right after Ginger.
Great. Good morning, Mel, and thank you so much for your service. And hello to everyone on the line, and attitude of gratitude. What a wonderful way to start this morning. I'm Ginger C., recovered in Colorado. And, you know, just to begin, I'm just so grateful for every beautiful bite that I had to take, because one less bite and I may not be here. And this amazing life that has unfolded because of all those bites and the research that I had to do and the depths that I had to experiment with this food. You know, I feel like God continues to crack our hearts open so they remain open, because that's what it's all about, is love and connection. And I never got that. And I'll never forget 2 years ago this time, of course, Thanksgiving is around the corner, and I said to a dear friend, how do you get through that day? How do I do Thanksgiving? And she said, Ginger, it's no longer about the food. It's about people. And that was a foreign concept, because my life was always about the food. If I wasn't eating it, I was thinking about it, where I was going to get it from. And for this transformation to be alive in my heart today, where this heart has remained open for 2 years, it always shuts down because it gets afraid. And it's remained open. And I just pray it stays open. So I just pray you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And you remember the page of top, the top of page 102. I love this. It says, do not think of what you will get out of the occasion. Think of what you can bring to it. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Ginger C. Reggie O, you're next. And then Nancy H, want to get ready after Reggie?
Hey, good morning,
Hi,
Melody.
Reggie.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for that, just that beautiful opening to gratitude. That was just beautiful. And thank you. I want to really thank Melanie and Leah and the leaders of this community who made this possible, you know, who had the commitment and the recovery and the vision to open this up and to bring to the fore. Probably that, I don't know how many people were on the phone this morning, but I know there were several thousand who have come and whose lives have been touched by this community, and I'm one of them. And I am just ever grateful for that. You know, I too wake up every morning and the first words out of my mind, I guess, and sometimes out of my mouth are thank you. And I feel, you know, it's like, it is a way of life. It is a way of life that works, and it works for me. And, you know, I've searched, it's been a long path for me. I've been recovered once before and I got off, and I'll tell you, I really pray not to ever get off this path again, because this path gives me a life, you know, it gives me a life, and it gives me not only a life which I can go out and live, but it gives me a life that I can live from my heart. I can't tell you what a gift it is to, and I think all of us on here have great minds. I have a good mind, and I lived so much from my mind and so much from my intellect, and I had so, you know, a very intellectual relationship with God and with people and figuring things out, you know, and I'm not doing that anymore, you know, and it doesn't even frighten me. I think, oh, thank you, God, you know, that I can be living from my heart, you know, take away the food, give me recovery, give me God, give me a community, a way that works. And I get to, I really feel that recovery for me is being able to return to the person that God created me to be. And, you know, I can remember and feel, I wasn't always an addict. I wasn't always selfish. I wasn't always seeing what I could get. I wasn't always afraid. But I grew that way. I grew that way. And I have been, it's being removed as I get to continue to grow and enlarge and grow and enlarge. And I am so glad. I used to think there was this place I would get, and then it would be done. I wouldn't have to do the work anymore. I could just live, you know. And now I'm grateful that it's a continual growth path. You know, there is no place to get. There is a place to continue growing into. But the place to get, I suppose, and there is to, you know, get here, get into this step work, get into this way of life, and get into this amazing community, you know. I want to thank everybody who is on the phone this morning, everybody who is working this program, and those who are here saying, you know, I want that. I'm grateful for all of you, and I'm grateful for all this program continues to give me, and this meeting, and all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Reggie O. Nancy H., you're next, and then Robin B., if you want to get ready, you'll be after Nancy.
Good morning, everyone who's traveling this path with me today. I'm Nancy H. I'm almost recovered, again, compulsive overeater, and I'm very, very grateful because I relapsed back a few months ago, and I could not stop eating. And God, I kept praying to God, and God put me in touch with someone by accident almost, that decided to go over my food with me. And not that it's only the food, but I was having a problem getting out of the food. And so that was 27 days ago, and I've been abstinent since then. And I'm very grateful for that because I was a recluse 3 weeks ago. I was in my nightgown because I had no clothes left to wear, and I had only been binging again for a couple of weeks. But it doesn't take me long to gain weight. And I felt hopeless. I felt like there was just never going to be a recovery for me again. I felt like, why bother now? Because Thanksgiving and the holidays are coming, and I want so bad to eat that sugar, it's just never going to happen. And I spent days flirting in the grocery store with pastry, even though I was abstinent, And finally, I didn't feel a need last week to flirt with the pastry anymore. And so I wake up now in the morning, and I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to get up. I'm grateful for all of you because I listened to this meeting, and there's so much recovery to listen to. And I'm working with a new sponsor, and I've gotten through. I'm doing step 9 now. And I'm picking up a few things about lost relationships that I chose to get out of but then felt guilty. So I'm working on that. I have one amends that's very hard to make, and I'm hoping to make it in the next week for my sister-in-law. And that's just me and my fear that doesn't want to do that because I don't want to start up a relationship again. But anyway, my most grateful thing is to my higher power because every time I asked him and I said, you know, I don't feel like you're here. I don't feel your nearness. And finally he put me in touch with that person because it wouldn't have happened. And now I'm not wallowing through. I'm actually going through it happily. And yesterday when I was in church, I felt like I just wanted to cry because I was so grateful to God that I had stopped eating. And it's only for today, and I know that I only have a daily reprieve if I stay in fit spiritual condition. But one day at a time, I'm going to walk this path with everyone, and I'm going to stay in recovery if God wills. And I'm sure he does will. It's my will that gets in the way. So thank you for letting me share, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Pat. Thank you, Nancy H. You betcha. Robin S., you're up next, and then Nancy J., you'll come in right behind Robin.
Thank you, Melanie. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I am Robin S. from Connecticut, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. 15 months ago, I hit bottom emotionally, physically, and spiritually. My life was unmanageable, and it felt like I was swimming against the tide daily. I would later come to learn that this was my gift of desperation, for which I can now say I am grateful for because of where it has led me to today. In March of this year, one of my fellows from another sister program that I was in suggested that I listen to the Vision for You phone meetings. And after listening faithfully for several weeks, I was soon to be catapulted into the fourth dimension of existence. I was to know happiness, peace, and usefulness in a way of life that is incredibly more wonderful as time passes. Up until that point, I had been doing well with the diet plan in the other program. However, it was when I heard your voices on this phone line, sharing your strengths, hopes, and experiences through working the 12 steps, that I became aware of a design for living that could lift me up and set me on my feet. A new life has been given to me, one that really works. Now, instead of swimming against the tide, I have learned that I can roll over and float. For Vision for You and for each one of you, I am eternally grateful. And thank you for my Vision sponsor who has encouraged me to share on the phone line today. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Pass.
Thank you very much. Now it's Nancy J's turn, and after Nancy, it'll be Jody EQ. Nancy J, star one.
I'm Nancy R. Could you be mistaken?
Maybe I did. Maybe I did. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Because you're coming through
me.
And Nancy isn't. So, yeah. Thank you. My apologies. It's your turn.
That's okay.
I'm Nancy R.
I'm so excited to have an opportunity to share on this meeting this morning. I thank God for the founders of AA, the founders of OA, the people that started this meeting. I'm eternally grateful because I'm convinced had it not been for these people, I would be dead. I'm so grateful to be relieved of the food obsession. I recall going to a funeral of a young lady I knew who probably weighed about 500 pounds. And the final humiliation was when they hoisted her coffin with a crane because it was so big to put into the grave. And I understood the disease that had led her there. And I just pray, God, don't let that be my fate. do not let that be my fate. And I'm so grateful that I found a way out of the disease. Of course, I'm grateful for the physical recovery I've experienced in this program, but I'm really grateful for the way of life, the way that this program has given me to deal with the ups and downs of life. I'm just so grateful for that. I just want, I could go on all day, but yesterday I went to my home meeting in Chicago. And I've been gone for 4 years, and the meeting was floundering when I was there. And I prayed for that meeting. I would love to take the train back up every weekend for the meeting, but that's not possible. So fortunately, I was able to share the visions meeting with one of the members. And when I went there Saturday and saw her, she went to the vision convention. And she has got the message, and that's all it takes is one person to share the message of recovery, and that's what she's doing. And my heart just, you know, God works in so many mysterious ways, and that's what I'm most grateful for, the fact that God uses me, that he has selected me to share this message, and that I can share this, and I know it's not me, but I'm able to share this message with people that I don't see. I hear them on the line. They call me, and then we go through the steps, and then I hear that they are taking other people through the steps. That, to me, that is the most exciting thing that's happened in my entire life. And I know, you know, I'm able to see and witness the hand of God's handiwork, and that he has selected me to be a part of it. I want to thank Sarah W., whom I love with all my heart, who introduced me, who's my sponsor and introduced me to this wonderful visions that is a part of OA. I'm thankful for the person, whoever it was, that introduced me to OA. And I'm thankful that God is in my life. I have a real, true working relationship, one that I never imagined, with my higher power. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Nancy R. Jody EQ, you're next. And then Roz, you'll come up after Jody.
Good morning, everybody. And thank you, Melanie, for this beautiful introduction of yours this morning. I'm grateful for your example, Melanie, and your story and how you have transformed. And I'm grateful for my own transformation. What it was like for me was that I was very depressed because I was very self-centered, completely self-centered. And that was all about me. And I thought nobody liked me. Nobody wanted to be my friend. Nobody wanted me in relationship with them. And that was the case because I was so wrapped up in myself and my issues that I couldn't think about anybody else, really. And the food was my only ease and comfort. I'm grateful that I found OA, Overeaters Anonymous. I'm grateful that my brother found AA and was my Ebby and gave me a big book back in 1988. I'm grateful that there was a meeting for me to walk to from my house and that it didn't cost anything if I didn't have anything, which I had very little at the time. I'm grateful that slowly but surely I have worked these steps and I have come to know a new freedom from this obsession of the mind and the body. I have an allergy to refined carbohydrates, refined oils, processed foods that wreak havoc with me and my body. And that I also have an obsession of the mind that will make me pick up those foods even when I know full well they're not good for me. I was very bedeviled before I found OA. I felt my life had no purpose. I was considering suicide. And today I know my life has a purpose. I'm able to help other people. I'm guiding them through this book and these 12 steps. And my life has a purpose and is useful today. I have relationships today that are sweet and healthy and strong. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful for this connection with the higher power that that I feel, that I don't understand completely, but I feel it. I know it's there, and I know I'm being guided one day at a time. I cannot see the future, but as I stay in the present moment and do the thing that I think God would have me do and be, my life just continues to get better. And I'm so grateful for all of this. Thank you all for being here. I love you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody EQ. Roz G, you're next. And then Lee H will follow. After that, we'll open up the line again. Hi, Roz.
Hi, Melanie. This is Roz G, and I am a compulsive recovered compulsive overeater from Los Angeles County. And the first person I want to thank is Marie B. She has been my sponsor for almost a year, and she has been in AA for like about 50 years, I think. So, and OA for 30, I don't remember. But anyway, she's been such a wise lady. I talk to her just about every day at 6:15 in the morning, and she picks up that phone. She turned 80 years old, and she's just a very wise woman. So I'm thankful for Marie B. if you're listening. And then I need to say gratitude is a must for me. When something doesn't go my way, I can look for something to be grateful for. Because if things didn't go my way in the past, it would ruin months for me. And I was so self-centered and angry. And, you know, I thought about not wanting to live because I didn't get the things I wanted, or I didn't think God cared enough about me to help me. So I have to be grateful. It's a must. It has to be a way for life for me. So, like I said before, if something that I, because I'm asking God to direct my thinking and give me the strength and ideal, strength and direction to be molded to his ideals, as the big book says, then I know it's his will. Because a lot of times I'll take steps and directions that don't go my way. And because every morning I get up and I ask God to direct my thinking, I ask God to help me to shape his mold and my ideals, for me to have the strength to live up to them, I do that sincerely. So when things don't go my way, I know that he has something better for me. And I need to say that past Thanksgivings were about stuffing the turkey and stuffing myself. And I was practicing what the food did for me rather than what the food did to me. And I would feel stuffed and miserable after I ate and the morning after. But since I've been in OA and abstinent, I haven't had to feel that way after eating and waking up in the morning to go Black Friday shopping feeling like crap. So I'm thankful that I can eat a same meal on Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful that I can focus on my family, the blessings, and other people's concerns. And gratitude is the way of life for me. And with that, I pass.
Thanks, Roz G. Lee H., you're now up. And then we'll open up the lines again for others. Lee H.
This is Lee H., a grateful compulsive overeater from Tennessee. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a little nervous. This is my first time calling. I'm doing this honestly because my sponsor recommended it. She suggested it. I've been working with her for about 2 months after having been back in OA after many, many years of not being present. And I'm at step one. I've had several relapses, and I am now experiencing the depths of my powerless over food. And for that, I am so grateful. I'm beginning to understand that I have this little childish voice that rebels. And every time I relapsed, I thought, I'm just not going to do this anymore. I don't want to call my sponsor. It was just a shameful thing to have to call her and admit that I had relapsed again. But the beautiful thing is that after she had given me what she could, she just said, why don't you just look up powerlessness? And so I did. And it says powerlessness, step one, is one of the hardest things to do. But embracing humility and seeking help are acts of strength. And then she said, Lee, you're still here. And it was like, thank you, God, I'm still here. And then she challenged me to find something that I'm grateful for. So I'm just calling to say I'm so grateful for Rita Kay and that she just is hanging in there with me. And I thank you for all of the wonderful shares I hear. I want what you have. I want that spiritual awakening, and I'm on my way. And I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and hang in there, anybody that has been struggling. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Lee H. And now the lines are open for more wonderful gratitude.
Joanna, Rhode Island.
Marie P.
Greg
E.
Joanna.
Greg F.
This is who I have. Somebody from Texas. Who was that last one from Texas?
Holly from Texas.
Hi, Holly. Okay, let me see what I have here. Hang on just a second, ladies and gentlemen. I have Joanne L. I have Craig F. I have Lisa B. I have Sue G. Joanne L. Harlan G. And Holly. What do we have? Holly. Let's take a few more after Holly. Who else?
Lori
W.
Rihanna S.
Julie R.
Lori W.
Jennifer H.
And Julie R.
Harper E.
Maura and Harper. I'm going to stop there because I'm having a difficult time hearing anybody, and we'll just kind of thin it out that way. Okay. This is what I have. Joanne L., Craig F., Lisa B., Sue G., Joanne L., Harlan G., Holly, Lori, Carmella, Julie R., Ginger C., Maura Z., and Harper. Good morning, Joanne L.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service today. And I think that you might have me down twice because you said Joanne L. twice, and I probably said
I might
it twice.
Have. I see that. I actually see that. So I'm so glad.
I have to tell you something. I am so grateful to be on this line this morning. That's the first and foremost thing, because I can never speak in the morning because I have to be to work for 7 o'clock. And when I get to work, I plug in and I just miss. I miss, you know, being able to share my experience, strength, and hope on this line, but I can today. I am just so grateful to God. I have to give credit where credit is due, as Urini always says. I am so grateful to be alive today. I'm a 10-year breast cancer survivor, and that means so much to me because this is my milestone year, 10 years. I am grateful to Bill and Dr. Bob and all my Ebbies for all their help over the years, and it's been 23 years that I have been in program. I'm grateful for me being recovered today so I could reach out and help others. I'm grateful for my sponsees because, let me tell you, I learn more from them sometimes, and I think they learn from me. I just can't believe the sponsees that God has put into my life. It's just like a match in heaven. It's meant to be, and I'm grateful for that, although I would help anybody in the whole wide world. Lastly, I'm so grateful for the 12 steps and the person that God has made me today. You know, Larry Kay said this a few days ago, and I thought, oh, you know, this really is my final picture for me, too. Like, he said, I don't feel, think, or behave the way I used to. And I just think that's so beautiful because it is the truth. Because of the 12 steps, because of the big book, you know, this is the truth. I'm just a whole different person today, and I can't thank God enough for that. That's just a gift from God. And I just want to read something to end. I think that this is one of the most beautiful paragraphs and it's in the third edition on page 355, and it says, and I'm going to replace OA with, or compulsive overeating with AA. My sponsor used to say to me, if I could only paint you a picture of how beautiful life can be without the food. I wanted so badly to see the picture as it was in her mind. Well, now I'm living it and trying to paint it for others. OA has become a way of life and living for me. It has brought about the revelation of self, the discovery of an inner being, and awareness of God. I wouldn't give it up or trade it for anything, and the only one who can take it away from me is me, by taking that first bite. So I just wanted to end with that. Thank you for doing this today, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and I'm so grateful for all of you as well. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Joanne. Yeah, thank you, Joanne L. Craig F., press star one, you're next. And then after that, Lisa B. Craig F., star one, please.
Yeah, this is Craig F. I had a little fumble there. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for this meeting. Really wonderful, wonderful topic and a great opportunity to share gratitude. What I want to share about is a couple of things that I've seen that relate to gratitude. When I came in this program 27 years ago, and I wish I could tell you I was 27 years abstinent, but that isn't the case. But anyway, I was going through a divorce, and I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and my family of origin was in Kansas, and my kids and soon-to-be ex-wife were in Arizona, and I had no way to get out of town. It just wasn't going to work, so I was stuck. You know, and Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving, it wasn't going to be, you know. And I was feeling kind of sorry for myself, and I went to a Thanksgiving Day OA meeting, and a woman spoke, and she talked about so many things that we think of as a feeling, really we ought to look at them as actions. If I say I love somebody and then I hit them, that isn't acting in a loving manner. That's not love. If I, love is an action. If I say that I'm grateful for something, if I'm grateful for this meeting, but I don't support it financially, or I don't support it with my shares and by being in attendance, then am I really grateful for it? You know, gratitude is an action, and it really touched my heart. You know, she talked about how. Gratitude, we needed gratitude to get us out of our self-centeredness and our self-pity, and then we needed to get into action with that gratitude. And fast forward quite a few years later, I was in Las Vegas, again, working in Las Vegas, and I was again trapped in town and unable to leave for Thanksgiving and to go anywhere. I went to an OA meeting a few days before Thanksgiving, and I was sitting there, and I was still in self-pity over that, I was in self-pity over that. And a woman got up and said at the meeting and said, listen, I know that I'm trapped here in town away from family, and I can't get out for the holiday weekend. And so what I've done is I have rented a restaurant meeting room, and I've reserved it, and I've told them, you know, and we need a sugar-free, lots of vegetables kind of a menu. And so anybody that doesn't have anywhere else to go for Thanksgiving, we're just going to be family and all go to that meeting room and have Thanksgiving together. In other words, she put her gratitude into action. She put her gratitude for this program and the fellowship of this program into action, and rather than sitting in self-pity, and I went, and what a wonderful, wonderful experience. It's probably one of my favorite Thanksgivings. You know, we sat around, we talked, we had a meeting in a way, and, you know, gratitude in action is gratitude indeed. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig F. Lisa B., you're going to be next, and then right after you, Sue G., if you want to be ready.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Lisa B. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Greenville, South Carolina. Thank you so much, Melanie, for your service. I'm grateful to A Vision for You and hearing recovered voices. So what am I grateful for? I'm grateful to my loving parents, my mother and father, who tried to give me a good life, to give me a good education, and really wanted to show me how to have a good life. I'm grateful to my loving brother who introduced me to AA, and I'm grateful to my loving husband who teaches me every day what it is to be a part of a family and how to love family. I'm grateful that I have been reintroduced to going to face-to-face OA meetings from the encouragement of my wise sponsor, who I'm also so grateful for her. I went to my first OA meeting 30 years ago and did not like it, never went back, and belonged to AA, and I'm grateful to AA, and tried to practice my recovery with food through AA, and then came back to OA through A Vision for You, and now I'm recovered, and I feel just blessed to have the privilege and the honor to carry the voice of a recovered person into the face-to-face OA meetings, and I'm just so excited and thrilled to have that opportunity and that gift to do that. I'm also grateful for discovering that still quiet voice that's always been inside of me that is my higher power. And I'm also grateful to learn to just behold what is there, what's always been there, and to stop asking my higher power for more and more and more, but just to behold what has always been there, what's always will be there. That is just such a gift for me. And then I'm grateful to my sponsees. I'm also grateful that I stepped up taking on another more sponsees. I went through a feeling of, am I really going to be able to do this? And it's amazing. Just taking on that little extra, if you want to call it workload, of working with another, it has really launched me into even more of the fourth dimension that I had thought I was already experiencing. So truly, truly working with others is just an amazing, amazing gift. I'm grateful for this phone line to have a place to come. I'm grateful to find my tribe of Overeaters Anonymous and to see that it is so possible to be recovered, to be abstinent, which I thought was a big scam. I didn't think that was possible. To be recovered, to be abstinent, to do it happily and to be useful and to learn each day a little bit more about freedom from the bondage of self. And I think that's it. I pass.
Thank you, Lisa B. Sue G., you're next, and then Harlan, you'll be right after Sue.
Good morning. This is Sue G. from Michigan, recovered by the grace of God. I am so grateful for the meetings, A Vision for You, because I had never worked the program spiritually before. And Step 11 especially brought me so much closer to my personal Lord and Savior. I had a knowledge I always liked to study, but did not have the application. I had all that self-knowledge, no application. And I'm personally thankful for my sponsor and who was so patient with me as I had my little ups and downs, my big ups and downs emotionally and mentally. And the gal that I'm reading the steps with, just to, while I personally cannot sponsor at this time because of mental condition, we're reading through the steps. And it's just lighting up my life to be able to do that almost every day. And I'm so thankful that God is removing the fears from me. I think my character defects in my step four was so full of fears and not that many resentments, but so full of fears. And day by day, I just keep going to God for wisdom and for intuition. And He gives it to me. And I thank Him for that. And I thank you. Thank God for in program for helping me to have a better relationship with my two daughters and my husband. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Suji. Hardanji, you're next, and then right after you will be Holly S.
Thank you, Melanie, and thank you for your service, and thank you for making this magnificent special edition possible. You know, I was going to say that I want to thank God for Roseanne S. and for founding OA, and I'm going to say that. And I was going to, I am going to say that I'm thankful to you, Melanie, and I'm thankful to Leah M. and Katie F. for making a vision for you such a special place. But what I'm most thankful for today is every one of the people on this line who sets their fear aside one day at a time to come here and either listen and or share themselves on this line. I'm grateful to each and every one of you who put their anxiety and their insecurity after a lifetime of compulsive overeating aside to attend a convention. And I know that travel is hard. I know that it's hard to be out of our element. And I know that it's hard to leave behind our children or our pets or our loved ones to come to a convention, but I thank God for each and every one of you who come to those conventions and make magic happen. And I'm grateful for every one of us who come here day after day after day after day, because this is a vicious illness. And in a stormy sea of food and temptations to compulsively overeat because of the buildup of human emotion, we find solace in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So most of all, I want to thank God. And I want to thank Bill Wilson, my hero. And I want to thank Hank Parkhurst. And I want to thank Dr. Bob and Abby Thatcher for making this magnificent, magnificent way of life something I can access and access for free and access happily. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Harlan G. Holly S., you're next. And then we have Lori. I'm not sure if it's Lori T. or Lori S., but if you want to get ready. Good morning, Holly.
Hi, good morning. I would like to just express some gratitude this morning for a vision for you. I share a very similar story as I'm learning that many of us have gone in and out of the doors of OA. And not understanding the phenomenon of craving, the obsession of the mind, allergy of the body. I've had to leave the rooms a few times here at Vision to go out as one lady. I've never heard this before, but to go do some more research and development. And I really want to believe I've hit rock bottom. I really do. I just don't know how much more miserable a person can get. But I'm so grateful that that in a moment of clarity that I remembered that there's hope here at A Vision for You. I love Janice M. God has put your voice in my head, and I could be a million miles away and just hear your voice. Trust God, trust God, trust God. Clean house, clean house, clean house. I have a really long list, but thankful for the people that just come. And I'll hear your voice day after day after day on the recorded line. Harlan, I listened to you all night long last night at the request of my sponsor. And I was willing to do so. So grateful for all the work that everyone has done, and I can benefit from that as I get through these next few days, because I surely don't want to go into Thanksgiving living the way I've been living the last few months. I'm so grateful. Thank you for A Vision for You and everyone who has contributed. I've never seen anything like this. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Holly S. Lori, you're next.
Good morning. Thank you, Melanie.
This is Lori W., living in Atlanta, Georgia.
Go ahead, Lori W.
Thank you. I am just very grateful for, as many people have already said, this meeting, the people on the line. I am in the background most mornings and listening and just getting full off of the shares and the information and the experience, strength, and hope that everyone shares on this line. When this meeting came about as a result of another meeting, kind of, and it started evolving into what it is today, I came on the line at that time when this meeting was just beginning to take off. And I heard a lot of voices, and their voices resonated with me, their stories. But there was one voice in particular that just really, because she just preached it like it was, and it was Kim Jean. And I wanted to work with her. I wanted her to sponsor me, and she was full. And so I said, well, when you have an opening, you call me, and I'll be ready to go. And so she said, okay, all right. And I got waitlisted, and, you know, I was content with that. And I had been in programs since the late 90s. And she called me, like, on a Thursday. And she was like, okay, we're going to get started on Sunday, and here's what your assignment is. And I was like, well, this is a Sunday before Thanksgiving, so can we start the Sunday after Thanksgiving? And she just kind of paused on me and was like, Thursday is just Thursday. It's Thanksgiving, but it's just Thursday. And we started on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and I had my first abstinent Thanksgiving that year, and I've had every Thanksgiving abstinent since then. And it's just such a blessing. The fellowship that I've craved all of my life, I have found on the phone with strangers at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it is just a beautiful thing. My parents celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary last night. I saw 400 of their friends, our family and friends from years, all of my life that I've known so many of them. And I was able for the first time to connect with them and visit with them. Because I wasn't worried about the food. I wasn't worried about the dessert bar. I wasn't worried about anything. And it was amazing. And I was so happy all night. And I know they thought I was happy because of my parents. And I was so happy for a very different reason. Yes, my parents. Yes, this milestone in their lives. But I was happy because I was able to be alive, to be abstinent, to be humble, to be able to be embraced in the fellowship. Because I've been in rooms and at events with these same people, and I have felt like I'm not with them, if that makes sense. And so last night to be there and to feel a part of instead of a part from was just amazing. And I got that gift because of the voices on this meeting that taught me a way to live through this big book. And so I'm just so grateful for all of you. You guys have given me things that I can never repay you for. I may pass some of you on the street and never know who you are, but you have changed my life, and I'm so grateful. And I thank you, and I love you all from the bottom of my heart for what you've given me, and I pass with that.
Thank you, Lori W. Carmela G., you're next, and then Julie, you'll come up after Carmela. Unless Carmela G. didn't speak, you may be coming up now, Julie R. Are you ready?
Hi, this is Carmela G. I'm sorry.
Oh, I am.
I'm mute.
Thank
you so much.
Sorry about
Melanie,
that, Julie.
Thank you so much for your service, Melanie, and thank you for allowing me to share. I am so grateful, first, to my higher power that I call God. And this is a new God, a God of my understanding of my life now, because the God that I had was a magical God, and only through this program did I have the spirituality and come to know the God of my understanding of today. And I'm grateful for my spiritual leaders who guide me in life, and I think, gee, how wise they've become. But it's not. It's the change, the gratitude of the change in me. And for all, every single person who I have met through this program, and I've only been in program 5 years and didn't come to know program until I was a senior citizen. And the gratitude and the timing that God gave me is such a gift, and what it has done for my relationship with people. And the fact that I tried to manipulate people, and I no longer do that. And they have found peace on their own through my giving it up and surrendering, and how I now hear voices to do actions, and it's direction. And it's only because my mind is now clearer and I can listen, instead of always getting in the way of God. So I'm grateful for the entire program, for all of you, for all who I have spoken to, maybe even only one time, but what I've learned from all of us, for Roseanne, from the AA fellows that have allowed me to attend their meetings, knowing that I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm not an alcoholic. But the meetings are open, and I go to their big book, and I learn from them. And that is a gift of every day, and the fact that I can wake up today and that I'm 9 years cancer-free, those are all gifts of mind, body, and spirit. And thank you all, and have a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Carmela G. Julie R., you're up next, and then Maura, you're coming right after Julie.
Hi, thank you, Melanie. This is Julie R., recovered compulsive overeater in California. And, you know, I would like to say I am so grateful for you, Melanie, for coming into my life 12 years ago, because that catapulted me where I am today. It wasn't a straight line, but it led me to my Creator, who is the most important thing in my life without exception. And as a result of that, yeah, right, I am a normal body size. I have black and white, clear-cut abstinence for over 3 years, been away since 81. But I've repaired the damage that I have caused to my husband. My boys and I have a relationship. They call me because they love me. I have a sister who I love and cherish, who is my best friend. I am a good employer. I'm a good employee. And it's only because the food was down, and I tapped into something, and it grew and it flourished. I was not a very nice person. I was dishonest. I was all that. But today, I am a woman of honor and dignity, and I am free. And there's so many people in my life today that I am grateful for. But my husband, who never gave up on me, if I was 300 pounds or 120. He urged me to get back into program when I was in relapse because he knew what it would do for me. And that is where I met somebody who changed my life. So, you know, there's so many things that I have in my life today, but it's my Creator is number one. And all else is cascading down. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Julie R. Maura Z., you're next. And Harper E., would you get ready after Maura?
Good morning, Melanie. Maura Z., recovered in Virginia. And thank you 100 times over for your service. I appreciate you so much. Excuse me. It is, I don't know, probably a God thing that I'm following this Julie R., because she was my first sponsor that I was blessed with from this meeting. So thank you, Julie. And I have a couple, I have a strange gratitude, but it is an honest and sincere one. I found this particular meeting, oh, I forgot to start my clock. I found this particular meeting through a man that I was involved with, a member, and he told me of this meeting, and I owe him that gratitude. That is huge, because this meeting has turned my life around. This meeting has given me the program I've always wanted. But more importantly, this particular meeting, this way of working the 12 steps by way of the Big Book, has finally, after 14 years, given me an honest and true connection to my higher power, to my God. And that was the one piece that was always missing from my recovery, from my journey. That was the one piece that I was always hungering for, but could never fill, because I didn't have the right directions. I'd only had part of the story. And so, the gratitude for this meeting. The probably the most important gratitude I have, as far as gratitude for a human being, has to be given to my sister Mary. Because in order to understand her life of addiction, I took a class in psychology, and that class had on its syllabus a section on eating disorders. And one of the resources it pointed me to was Overeaters Anonymous. And so I owe a debt of gratitude to my sister Mary for getting me in the 12-step rooms. And from there, the journey I've had has been nothing short of miraculous. I know she hears my gratitude. And one day I will look again upon her face. Excuse me. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Maura. Harper E., you're up next, and then we'll go with Lori T.
Hi, this is Harper. Good morning, everyone. I am so, so grateful for this phone meeting and so grateful for accepting life on life's terms and being happy, joyous, and free no matter what is going on in my life. I am so grateful for the steps for showing me how to radically, radically accept everything and everyone and get out of the way. I'm grateful that I am so connected to my higher power, and every morning I get up and I pray to be shown the way, to get out of the way, to be shown what's in the way, and miracles happen out of that, just to be in prayer all day. I'm so grateful for the grace and the ease that I found in working these steps and continuing to go through them over and over again with sponsees. So grateful to how much I'm learning from my sponsees and how much more is being revealed to me about my sick mind, and knowing that everyone else has the same sick mind and I am not alone. I'm so grateful for getting out of the Harper Show when it turns up the volume. I'm grateful to know that I can turn down the volume on the Harper Show when it gets too loud and crazy. I'm so grateful for this phone meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Harper E. Lori T., you're next, and then we'll open up the lines again.
Thank you so much, Nani. Thank you for your service and for Vision for You and for everyone who's here. That really is the bulk of my gratitude. I'm just going to read briefly how I have been surviving the last few weeks. I had an incident, and I thought perhaps God was saying, well, then just listen to meetings and And regarding the sponsor, the answer will come. So this is how I've survived. There are two primary ways. One, I'm so grateful for this book and what's in it and the steps. But as we go through the day, we pause. We agitate or doubtful and ask for the next right thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show, humbly saying to ourselves many times a day, "I will be done." We are in a much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. We are not tired so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. It works. It really does. We alcoholics are undisciplined, so we let God discipline us in a simple way we've just outlined. So I had an incident, but I did lose my sponsor, and I wasn't quite sure what to do. I felt a number of feelings, and I just felt God saying, let's just walk through this slowly. You don't have to get a sponsor right away. You aren't going to lose your recovery and deal with your feelings. And I want to say that really it was so many people who reached out to me from a vision who either said, "Hey, I haven't heard you," or, "Can you take my step 10? Or is there any way I can be of service?" That really got me through. I had a job situation that some other visionaries helped me through. Those things have been resolved. I woke up this morning about 3:40, and I had recited the steps in my kind of dream state except for step 12. And then when I woke up, for my usual wake up, step 12 came, and it came as a result of these steps. So these steps are the things that I'm so, so grateful for this morning, how they came into being and how they're still applied to so many people. They have changed my life. They have gotten me closer to God. And He does constantly disclose more to me, and I look for it constantly. Now I look for it now, like I look for my next breath. It's like, what are you saying right here, right now? Because there's a new right here, right now, right here, right now. And those have been the ways that I've grown. And He gave me my greatest revelation. My abstinence was not quite as clear as it may be for other people. But He shared with me that I am powerless over food, but I'm also powerless over the act of eating itself. That's something I'm going to redo with the steps. And also, I'm powerless over approval. I believe that was the first place where my disease began to become compulsive. And thank you so much. And I'll pass on that, but I'm so grateful to be here, so grateful for a chance to share, and so grateful for all of you. Pass.
Thank you, Lori T. The lines are now open for additional
Diane B. Diane B.
Eunice.
Katrine H.
Julia H.
Diane B.
Katrine H.
If you would just say your name once, I'm writing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just say your name once, I'm writing as you're saying them along, and I'll get back and repeat them. And if I miss you, you could say it then again, okay? And I do have Diane B. I do have Katrine, so that will work for those two there. And then I have Jennifer. Would we like to say some more, please?
Kathy K.
Ruth H.
Lois M.
Diane B.
Judith
K. Toby W.
Okay, just hang on just a second and see what I have here. I have Diane B., Katrine H., I have a Jennifer, I have a Kathy K., I have Ruth, I have Lois M., and I have June S., and Judith R., and Toby
W.
Okay, great, thank you. Anybody else?
K.
I have
Hannah
K.
K.
Hannah.
Elaine B.
Okay, let's stop there and see what we have. I added to the list KK, Hannah or Hani, Russ Ann, and then Elaine B. And I bet I have a couple more in there, so let's move along with Diane B first. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I feel terror. I feel terror because I didn't think I was going to be able to speak. Something is wrong with my phone. I keep unmuting, and then it's not working. But I came up. It's not even 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow.
And out of those 2 weeks, I spent 4 days in the hospital. So I'm struggling in a lot of ways. I don't want to be alone anymore. I don't want to be alone for Thanksgiving and Christmas anymore. God has been so good to me. I can say that if you only knew the grace that God has put into my life. It's beyond a miracle that I'm alive. And one of the graces that God has put in my life is my dog, Star. When I went to the emergency room, guess what? The elevator was broke. I couldn't get in my apartment on the 8th floor. I had to take Star with me. And Star brought light. I in the ambulance, I said, what is this? Why is this dog with me? There's a purpose for her going. And yes, she brought light. She brought light, the breakup. And it's, I mean, at night, you ever been in an emergency ward? Chaos. And my baby that God gave me to help me on this journey. I just want to say that because of the sugar in my brain and the sugar in my heart, I mean literally in my body, I'm not remembering anything. So anybody who has called me and I said, I'll call you back, please call me again, because I get confused and I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what day it is. But I heard the words catapulted into the fourth dimension. I can feel like I'm in another realm. I can feel, but it's like I step back out. I'm focused sometime on the outer world. I'm focused. I want it to be a movie star. I just got it this morning that's being self-centered when I lament that I didn't become rich and famous and a movie star. And the words, freedom from the bondage of self. Okay, me. But me again, as far as my son is concerned. He hates me, and I'm working on letting it go, but it's so painful. It's so painful. And I'm just grateful. Thank you, everybody. And the way people jump in to say their name, that scares me, but it's good. It's like, yes, this is it. There's something here. There's something here. Hold on. You'll get through. Thank you for letting me share. And I love everybody. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Diane B. Katrine, you're next. And then after Katrine, I believe we're going to have Jennifer.
This is Katrine H. from Vermont. And Diane B., I love you and keep coming back. Melanie, thank you so much, and I'm sorry I kept repeating myself. I apologize for that. That was pretty self-centered. Just want to say thank you to everyone who's on these lines. I am so grateful that I tuned into this morning, and it's so funny because, I mean, I used to not even be awake by 8:30, and now I look forward to my Sunday morning edition, and it's just part of my program. And I first of all want to say thank you to Leah and Melanie. I know that's been said many times, but I am so grateful for A Vision for You. And I've been thinking as I've been listening to everyone today about my history, if you want to call it that, in OA, and I'm so grateful to Elaine who brought me to my first OA meeting that was so long ago that I don't even know when it was. And I am grateful to Ramona who was my previous sponsor, who has listened to me fight and rebel abstinence and insist that I'm not a compulsive overeater and make excuses and all the things that I did before I became abstinent. And I'm so incredibly, utterly, just beyond words grateful for the abstinence that I believe was a miracle that God gave me starting at the convention. And just, I'm still in awe, still in awe. I'm only two months abstinence, but I don't even want to say only because that is just, to me, incredible. I'm just so grateful for that. And I'm just so grateful for that. I really am. And I'm grateful for my current sponsor who's helping me through the steps and listening to my food every morning and who answers the phone at 8:30 in the morning, which probably doesn't sound early to some people, but for me was not even time when I was awake. So I'm grateful for God and Him being in my life. And I'm grateful for the life that I need, I mean, that I have now, and that is so different from what I had years ago. I'm also grateful for my 5 years of being cancer-free from breast cancer. And I think with that, I'll just pass because I don't want to repeat what everybody else has said. Thank you so much for letting me share, and happy Thanksgiving. I pass.
Thank you, Katrine H. Jennifer, did I hear you? And if I did, then Kathy K. would go after you.
Okay, this is Jennifer H. from Virginia.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you.
Hi. I am new-ish. I came back in the middle of October, and I'm grateful that God is patient with us and with me. And after many years gone, the first meeting that I went to was somebody told me about this phone meeting. And I left 12-step programs angry because they weren't working for me, and about 10 years ago. And but then nothing else was, and I was trying to be normal. So I'm just very, very grateful that God is there, regardless of what the mess I tend to make, and that you all were here when I needed you, and I needed to hear that the answer is in the Big Book, and really, really focusing on, you know, the two stages of powerlessness and then moving from there. And I'm just very grateful you all are here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jennifer H. Kathy K., you're next, and then Ruth will follow you.
Thank you, Melanie. Good morning. This is Kathy K. I'm recovered in Boston. There's so much to be grateful for. And, Melanie, I want to say how grateful I am for you, for all your efforts and grace in this fellowship. I'm grateful for Leah and for all my fellows who have come before me and taught me how to become recovered. I'm grateful that I have a relationship with my higher power today and that it keeps growing and deepening. There were many times over the last 23 years when I considered leaving the rooms because I didn't get the, quote, God stuff. And it is my fellows who gently suggested how I might find a relationship with my God. And that has happened through my study of the Big Book and my working with my fellows. And I continue to deepen that relationship through my relationship with my sponsees today. It's such a gift that every time I pick up the phone and reach out, I feel God's presence, because this is not something I would have ever done on a regular basis without his guidance. I'm grateful that I've developed over the years more compassion for myself. When I first did my fourth step and became aware of all my character defects, I didn't feel very good, especially when I would act on them again and again and again. But today I know that I'm partnering with my God, and those character defects are lessening as I practice the opposite of them, and I seek God's support and guidance in doing so. I'm really grateful for this fellowship. I feel an abundance of love and support every day, and all I need to do is go to prayer or pick up the phone to access that support when I really need it. And I'm grateful that I feel so useful today, and that I'm useful not just in what I do for work, but more importantly for what I do to help others recover. I'm grateful that we are having this gratitude meeting today, because as I listen to everybody else, I become aware of even more that I have to be grateful for. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Kathy Kay. Ruth, you're next, and then Lois M. will follow.
Thank you, Melanie. This is Ruth H., so gratefully recovered in Connecticut. And I, too, have to start my list of gratitude, which is there is so much on to be grateful for because of this wonderful program. I know 3 minutes doesn't really do it justice, but I'm not allowed. It's only my selfish piece in me that would love to be able to talk for the whole hour and a half. But I too am just so grateful to you, Melanie, and to Leah and team every day that has this meeting available to me each morning, because there is really no better way to start my day at this meeting, and of course with God each morning. And I am so grateful that because of this program, I was allowed a spiritual awakening, which has connected me to God in a way I never thought was possible, that I can have a true relationship with him. You know, I thought he was too busy dwelling, you know, and dealing with world hunger. How could he possibly have time to deal with my hunger? But little did I know, and gratefully you all have shown me that he does have the time and is always available to me. If I just work these steps and stay in fit spiritual condition, he will guide and direct me to where I need to be. And one thing that he's directed me to, which brings me so much pleasure and joy in my life, is just better relationships. I came in with so many broken, superficial relationships, and now I have a good marriage, and I'm able to be a good mom to my sons, and I can't be grateful enough for everyone that I found here. You know, my God squad, my sponsor, my sponsees, all just bring so much to my life, so much pleasure and joy and fulfillment in ways I didn't think were possible in the broken state that I entered in. And finally, I think it was last week or the week before, someone made a quoted here on Einstein, a quote that's really stayed with me since then, that there are only two ways to live your life, either as if nothing is a miracle or as if everything is. And because of this program, I'm so grateful that now everything in my life is a miracle. I remember an assignment a therapist had given me at one time to look for what she called the lowercase m miracles in your life. You know, that beautiful sunrise or catching the train that you didn't think you were going to make it for. I struggled then to find little m miracles, but because of all of you in this beautiful program, I see them all the time now, and I do get to live as if everything is a miracle. And thank you so much again, and let me pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth H. Lois M., you're up next, and then June, you'll follow Lois. Lois M., star one.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Melanie. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to hear you.
Thanks,
and
too.
I'm very grateful to be here this morning. I haven't shared on this meeting for a long time. You know, I've had severe illnesses for a couple of years now, and I just haven't been able to share. But one of the things I had to be here today, and I listen every morning. I've never lost, I call this my spiritual injection, my meetings. And I've been aware of everything that's been going on. And I'm very grateful for Leah and Melanie as well for their hard work. And I remember when it first started that, you know, it started because somebody had the courage to challenge the traditions, you know, and I'm very thankful for that. This meeting has been a foundation for me, and I have that every day of my life today, no matter what goes on in my life. I practice my meditation, my prayers, and my gratitude, and for having an attitude of gratitude. You know, before recovery, I just thought I did everything that, you know, people owed me. But, you know, to be changed, to be recovered, and to become a different person, and to know that, you know, the largest part of my disease was, and still could be, is my thinking problem. So I'm very thankful today to be grateful. And I I've had severe illnesses. My husband died. I've just survived lung cancer. And I do have an attitude of gratitude. And, you know, that's the basis of my life today, to take a look at myself and remember that anytime I'm disturbed, there's something wrong with me. And I'm very grateful for the foundation that I received in this program. And I'm thankful for everybody on this line. And many of you have been such a help to me. And I'm going to close with that. And once again, thank you to God and to Overeaters Anonymous. And God bless everyone here. Thank you.
Thank you, Lois. June S., you're next. And then Judith, you'll follow right after June.
Good morning, everyone. This is June S. First, I want to thank all the visionaries I have listened to last year and who welcomed me to this community, to those at the New Jersey Convention, which was phenomenal, and those who have shared with me their words of inspiration and recovery over the past months when I was able to get my courage up and call and reach out. I'm grateful to my sponsor who has worked patiently and vigorous with me. That said, I'd like to just briefly share that I've begun to seriously practice gratitude for the power greater than myself, to the God of my understanding for my life, to be aware of those moments, so many of the moments of joy, beauty of nature, laughter of a child, moments of inspiration from those I meet, and to give thanks. I'm also grateful for the difficult areas of my life which challenge me and allow me to grow, some of which I don't always want to have. But by the grace of God, I accept and surrender. My goal is to send out this power of gratitude I feel to those in my life, to bring this power of gratitude back into my spirit, and to face and embrace my limitations and strengths in each day's events. So I hope by the power of God in whom I exist, I will carry this message of gratitude, joy, and positivity, especially those who are still suffering. And with that, I gratefully pass. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving all. Thank you.
Thank you, June S. Judith R., you're next, and Toby will come after you.
Thanks so much, Melanie. This is Judith R., gratefully recovered in Vermont. The first thing I'm most grateful for is gratitude itself, because that helped me find my higher power many, many years ago. And then a few years later, God showed me OA. So after 38 years in OA and long-term abstinence, I'm just finally understanding how to recover. And I've only been recovered for a couple of years because I didn't understand the Big Book. I loved the Big Book. I loved the doctor's opinion, but I never read it the way we read it now. So I'm so grateful for step 4 and step 10. And when I looked at step 4 in the Big Book, I didn't like it. It just was so confusing with the 3 columns instead of the 4 columns. And I didn't understand the 3rd column at all. And I sort of resented it. And so I never tried it that way. And now I'm so grateful for Herb K, because he's teaching me how to do column 3 in a deeper way than I've ever done before. So I'm just so grateful for the specific steps. Each of the 12 steps is such a lesson for me. I came in as a religious person who was in love with God but didn't know how to live my life with God. And I feel like for an addict without the 12 steps, I just wouldn't know how to live each day. And so I'm finally starting to learn how to do step 10 and to live in 11, 10, 11, and 12. I'm so grateful for y'all, because without vision, I never would have found all this out. Thanks, everybody. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Judith R. Toby W. next, and then KK will come in after.
Good morning. My name is Toby W. from the Boston area. Gratefully abstinent today by the grace of God. I wasn't going to share anything because as I was listening, I was realizing, yes, 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 and what am I going to say? And then I decided that, yes, I need to say out loud that I am grateful. Grateful for the 12 steps, grateful for the people who came into my life who were guides for me. One of the first earlier guides for vision and going through the steps in a way was I was at a retreat in the Boston area in Holland, Kane, and spoke, and I never heard the Big Book spoken that way. I heard it speak, and it spoke to me. And I'm just so grateful that I now know that there is a God, and I turn to God and trust and rely that I will get what I need, not what I want. And for my life today, at my age, to be able to say that this is the best time of my life is, I'm getting very emotional, and I will pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Toby. KK, you're next, and then I believe it's Hani or Hannah that is next after K.
Hi, this is Kay from Massachusetts.
Can
you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Melanie. First time caller. They're a little nervous. So what I'm grateful for is I'm grateful for my relationship with God. I'm grateful for my sponsor who shared her experience, strength, and hope. I'm grateful for Vision for bringing the Big Book to life for me and for all the members who walked the road before me. And one more, I'm grateful for my husband who makes it possible for me to attend my Saturday morning face-to-face and for all the calls that he takes with such respect. I'm truly grateful for that. And now with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. Kay, Hani, are you there? And then after Hani, it'll be Roseanne.
I'm here. This is Hani G. My sponsor has urged me to participate. I am a real isolator, and I'm grateful for her to push me. I am a chronic relapser, and I feel I've developed a strong relationship with God, but then when I pick up, immediately I have a veil of negativity where I cannot see all the wonderful things in my life. And I was recently at a Jewish retreat. I had also gone to the Vision Conference. I am so grateful for all of the women who reached out to me to attend that conference. And I'm in the doctor's opinion right now, reworking the steps. And for Bill, it wasn't just about the steps in the Big Book. It also has to be coupled with how he kept his recovery by reaching out to other alcoholics. I was listening to Vision, but I was never talking to anybody. And I need to go to any length in order to recover. I have so many things to be grateful for, and I review them every morning. I have a great husband. We're going to Italy next month, although all the noodles are kind of giving me trepidation. My girls are coming in for Thanksgiving,
And I have trepidation around that as well, because I pick up when I'm happy, and then the allergy starts, and then it's just my go-to. So I don't know how much time I have, but I have a job. I can fit into my clothes. So it's not about my weight. It's about my head. And just like Harlan says, it's a buildup of human emotions. I'm grateful to have people I can reach out to, and I have to in order to have this recovery. And I am so grateful to Leia and Vision and explaining the big book the way that I need it explained, because I have a very thick head. And with that, thank you all, and I pass.
Thank you, Honey G. Rossanne B. will be next, and then Elaine will be right after Rossanne.
Good morning, dear Melanie and all my fellows. This is Rossanne B., near Detroit. About, a couple of months ago, I found myself telling my boyfriend regularly, you know, there's a lot going on in my life. There are a lot of complications and challenges, but I am so happy. I feel so happy, and I am at peace. And, wow, you know, like that's something you might expect to see in a Hollywood movie, but for me, somebody who's really been a troubled person for most of her life, to arrive at that level of joy and acceptance has been quite extraordinary. I want to express my deep, deep gratitude to all of those who have acted as sponsors and guides, who have taken my 10th step, who have been on the train with me, who have walked this path, and who have led me on this path. I'm very, very grateful to you and my sponsees who are out there. I recently got a cancer diagnosis, and so along with that is human emotion. But it doesn't need to be the kind of buildup of human emotion that turns me away from my higher power or you and into the food. I have tools. I have an understanding. I know that when life's biggest challenges come, we lean more into the steps. And I want to send my last thank you out to whoever it was who shared that with me. All of your voices and all of your words and all of your wisdom live inside me. And I thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Rossanne. Elaine B., you're next, and then Vasa O.
Thank you very much for your service, Melanie, and for all you do for Vision and all of us, and Leia as well. So I am so incredibly grateful for Overeaters Anonymous because it kept me alive until I found a way to work the steps. It showed me people who seem different than those just in right-sized bodies or those just trying to do that, working the tools. I saw that people who had worked the steps had something different, serenity, just a way of handling life that I really needed. So I'm very grateful for the relapse that I had right in the midst of OA and the desperation that that brought me. I'm grateful for Karen T. for giving me the number for a Vision for You on day 45 of my 90 meetings in 90 days. And I'm grateful for that commitment that I had made because and that Vision is on 3 meetings a day and this meeting on Sunday, that I can really climb into a community that is dedicated to these steps. I'm grateful for the steps that are inspired by a power greater than myself to understand what my feelings are. They're not something to avoid. They're not something to squash. They're something I need to respond to, and I just didn't know how until I came into these rooms and I practiced these steps and I learned more and more every single day how to deal with the buildup of everyday human emotion. I'm very grateful that I have become unblocked from God as a process of these steps. And I also had no idea how blocked I was from people as well. I had a lot of people in my life, but I really didn't have friendship. This meeting has taught me how, and these steps have taught me how to love. I'm grateful for the word recovered, for the daily reprieve, and that I don't have to do this alone. And I'm grateful for step 12, that I get to continue to work. I love this paragraph on page 89. Life will take on new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. I'm grateful that Vision gave me the opportunity to experience that and continue to every all the time. And my favorite is page 100, Promise. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. Thank you, God. I pass.
Thank you, Elaine B. Vasa O., you're next. Are you still with us, Vasa? If not, let's round this meeting out by going to half past the hour, and I'd like to invite at least three more people to come on the line to share gratitudes as we close. Anybody else out there?
Victoria K.
Victoria K.
Penny E.
Penny E. Let's go with one more just in case. And Mary Lee, I got you.
Liz V.
Let's do that. So I have Liz V. And I have Victoria K. Penny E. And Mary Lee R. Let's go with those four to round out the time together. Good morning, Liz.
Hi, Melanie. It's Liz V., recovered compulsive overeater in North Carolina. I'm so grateful that I was able to get on to share. And as I was listening to other sharers, I think it's as many have said, I'm grateful for everything everybody has shared. I'm grateful for the hope that I, God, when I first started listening to this meeting, there was something profound in it for me that I had not heard. And I, even though I wasn't ready, I was drawn to it. And I knew that if I were ever able to surrender, that I could maybe get something that I was hearing people on the line have, that they had. And fortunately, that has happened for me. And almost every day, I wake up just insanely grateful that the hard to handle highs and lows in the big book, I'm experiencing all of that. And like the most recent sharer said, I have a joyfulness, I guess, or I'm happy even through these things, mostly because I know that I'll be able to get through it with the help of my higher power, my support system, my sponsor, and my sponsees. And that just is something maybe 10 years, I don't think I woke up in the mornings looking forward to it. I wasn't necessarily depressed or down, but I just, now I wake up with a sense of purpose, and I'm so grateful for that. So I'm going to keep coming back. I've only been recovered not even a year, and I'm amazed. So thanks for everybody, and I pray that we all keep coming back. I pass.
Thank you, Liz V. Victoria K. And then
yes,
Penny,
you
will follow.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm, I can. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Victoria K. in Minneapolis, gratefully recovering compulsive overeater. I am grateful to Bill W., Ebby, Dr. Bob, Dr. Silkworth, and so many others of our forefathers who were instruments of God, and for the capital M miracle of God's partnership with them that resulted in the book Alcoholics Anonymous, that so simply and clearly and honestly and lovingly holds us all to the accountability and love that comprise the fourth dimension that we are promised. And I am grateful to those in Vision for You who listened so closely and just went back to the text and the basics and brought OA back to these roots
And I am grateful to my sponsor and others who have attended and obeyed and breathed new life into this program, one sponsee at a time. And I'm grateful to my disease, which has partnered with my higher power literally all my life to relentlessly lead me back to this program of ego reduction and to living in the light and abstinence and humility and service, because I think God has always wanted this for me, and my disease is his message to me and how he has just kept me coming back. And I pray that I may grow in the ability to allow higher power to guide me in the service and loving purpose that this program teaches me. Thank you all so much. I pass.
Thank you, Victoria K. Penny E., you're next, and then Mary Lee R. will follow you.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. My name is Penny E. I am a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from South Jersey. And I really could just say ditto. Me too. Thank you for letting me share. I'm just overwhelmed with joy. I'm grateful that I get it, that I get it. I can sit here for an hour and 15 minutes and go, yeah, I'm great. I understand. I'm grateful for that. Melanie, thank you so much for all that you do. Your humility and Leia's humility, everybody in the background, your humility is just, I'm grateful for that. I heard at a meeting recently that I may not always be able to be happy, but I can always be grateful. And, you know, I'm just grateful for the little things. Besides all the things that all of you have already mentioned, my eyes work today. I have you know, a car that runs. I have somebody at mentioned shelter. You know, I can go into the bathroom and I can eliminate. I'm just so grateful for these things. But mainly that I get gratitude, that I get gratitude. There's not a minute of the day that I am not grateful just for the air. Besides being, you know, in a normal body size for a very long time and an incredible transformation that keeps going and going and going, just for an incredible God in all of our lives. I love you all. God bless. And that's it. Have a happy God-filled holiday.
Thank you, Penny E. Melanie. Mary Lee R., you're next.
Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Mary Lee R. in Eugene, Oregon. In recovery just for today. And I am so grateful for the big book and every step that keeps me in recovery. For another Mary Lee that told me about a vision for you while I was struggling on the coffee shop meeting. Grateful for being back home in the Northwest. For the face-to-face OA meetings in Eugene. For being able to meet Melanie, Leah, Mary B., Kim, Larry, Deborah R., Charles, Penny C., Ruth, Alice, Harlan, and so many others in Virginia Beach. I'm grateful to say thank you first thing in the morning, and that this is truly the best decade of my life. I'm grateful I could be abstinent and in recovery with my husband, Larry, when he passed, and that through abstinence and recovery, I can have a sober and mostly sane relationship with my children and grandchildren. And thank you to each sponsor and sponsoree and the gifts that they've imparted to me. And hooray for our higher power and the acronym for HOPE, which is Happy Our Program Exists. Thank you all for being my podmates on this journey. Can I pass?
Thank you so much, Mary Lee R., and thank you to everyone that shared today. We had well over four times the amount of normal people that share on the line, and new voices came through today, and it is just a tremendous blessing. Thank you so much for all of your shares today from the heart. You know, that intimate sharing is a glorious, wonderful thing to bring together. And remember, this meeting has been recorded for eternity, and will be available to revisit over and over and over as needed. Cultivate this gratitude frequently throughout your day. I have a share ID for you if you want to do that straight away. And that share ID today is 10691. 10,691. That will be for the Sunday special edition, November 19th, 2017. So let's close our meeting like we always do here at A Vision for You by reading this passage from page 164, A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you